Hello, Sublette County LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on February 21st, the 29th day of the general session of the 67th legislature. We worked through Senate file bills on third reading, concurrences, and committee of the whole. House Bill 88 heard further discussion on third reading last Thursday. There was concern expressed that the bonus point system as proposed needs to be revised to solve the problem most effectively. The Wildlife Task Force I served on spent many hours studying and working on this topic, and a lot of good work went into developing this proposal. And while there is no perfect system, I don't believe this proposed bonus point system for bighorn sheep and moose was the most equitable for honoring hunters who have spent years and money accruing points. This is why I voted no on this bill. This bill failed to pass the House last Thursday, 22-40. I will highlight four bills from today. Senate File 61, Legislator Per Diem. This bill changes the reimbursement rate for legislators from a flat rate to a variable rate as established by the United States General Services Administration for locations within Wyoming. The bill passed the House today with one amendment. The amendment allows members of the legislature to opt out of receiving the increased reimbursement rate and stay on the flat rate. While I believe this amendment was unnecessary, as there is an opt-out process on the existing forms, I was pleased to see this bill pass the House. This legislative job costs money, and legislators' meals and lodging should be covered. This bill will also apply to all of the state commissions and boards. Senate File 102, Food Freedom Act Amendments. This bill passed the House unanimously, allowing a producer to sell dairy products directly and allowing those who can already sell homemade food products to employ a designated agent for sales, marketing, transport, storage, and delivery of food or drink products. I was a co-sponsor on this bill and was pleased to see it pass in order to expand the opportunities for Wyomingites to buy products from their neighbors. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.